Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome back to Go the Distance Radio. This is lead pastor Rusty Thomas. We are excited again to be with you today. You know, so often we are called out of our comfort zone, and when it happens, it's scary. But when it happens, remember that Jesus conquers all of our fears. Now, there's a scripture in Matthew 14, 22 through 30, where Jesus and his disciples had been with this large crowd of people. Jesus dismisses the crowds. It's after he fed the 5,000, and he dismisses them, and he goes up on the mountainside by himself to pray. And he'd already told the disciples to go into a boat and to head across to the other side. And shortly before dawn, Jesus goes out to these guys walking on the lake. And the disciples, they see him and they're terrified and they're saying, "It's a ghost." They cried out in fear, it says in verse 26. Our natural response to the unknown is fear. But how we respond to that fear is going to make a difference in our life. The first thing I want to say here today is take time to clarify the situation. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you." He's saying clearly, if it's really you. The second thing is you need to act decisively. Jesus told Peter, "Come on." And Peter got out of the boat and he began to walk on the water. But we've got to focus. You see, Peter's focus switched from Jesus to the wind and the waves. He became scared in verse 30 and he began to sink. No matter what, we need to remember that Jesus is bigger than all of our fears. In Matthew 14, 31 and 32, Jesus reached out his hand and he caught him. He said, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Take your next step today in overcoming your current fear. Clarify what's going on. Act as Jesus leads you to act. And remember, stay focused. Keep your eyes on Jesus.